Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here, and look at this stranger. Hello, Rose Gray.
Wait, what button do I push? Oh, yeah.
You are here for a week.
I know. It's crazy. But I have to tell you, if I'm going to be absent, it's good that it's because I'm traveling and not because I'm sick, right?
True. Okay. That is good. So, yeah. So how was the trip?
Unbelievable.
Remind people where you went.
Yeah. So we took off and flew into Auckland, and we did the North Island and the South Island of New Zealand. And when I say the, I'm talking about, when I say we, I'm talking about the Fox World Travel Group that I was with. And then we did basically south to north on the east coast of Australia. Gone, okay. 18 days. Yeah.
Big trip.
If you're going to fly that far, what the heck? Now, in a perfect world, Dayton, in a perfect world that we don't live in, people would have enough time to dedicate a whole entire trip to New Zealand and a whole entire trip to Australia.
There's that much to see.
Yeah. Australia is as big as the United States.
Oh.
So when people...
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. Okay. So when people say, you know, I want to see all of Australia, that'd be like saying I want to see all of the United States. Not a possibility, probably, unless you are incredibly wealthy and have tons of time.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So when you fly 13 and a half hours from the West Coast to get to your destination, you feel like I should probably spend some time here, but I want to see as much as I possibly can. So I think this lovely itinerary crafted by our group department and the help of Globus Family of Brands absolutely did that. We did so many things. We flew into Auckland, as I said, and then we went on an island excursion. We went to Rotorua. We went to Queenstown. We went to Milford Sound. There were 9 flights total in this itinerary, Chicago, San Francisco, and then on.
Okay.
And so there was, including the Chicago, San Francisco, there was 9 flights in this itinerary. Then we went to Melbourne. And I'm saying that right. We as Americans say Melbourne.
Yep.
It's Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Then we went to Cairns, which looks like C-A-I-R-N-S, and we would say Carnes.
Yeah.
But it's Cairns. As Colleen likes to say, think of beer cans.
There you go.
And then we did the Great Barrier Reef, which probably was one of the top 3 highlights of the trip.
Okay.
We can talk a little bit
more.
Did
you snorkel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where you go snorkeling. And then we did Sydney, and we did the Opera House, and we did a couple things in Sydney and called it a trip, called it good, and flew back home. So outstanding. I know there was a number of people that heard about it, and we were full and couldn't get on, and so they're looking at going next year. Now, we're not going to have a group, but you can do almost this identical itinerary with our good friends at Globus Family of Brands, and our advisors are standing by at 866-GO-FOX-GO, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and they can talk to you about this itinerary or any itinerary for that matter.
Yeah, group travel, business travel, destination weddings. You got the Disney crew that knows everything about Disney,
yeah.
All kinds of travel. All you need is one website, foxworldtravel.com.
Yeah.
Rose Gray back for an hour. So get your calls and texts in, 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Morning flurries, then mostly cloudy with a high of 36 today. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Back for a week before she jets off again to Mexico next time, but just got back from Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
So glad to have you in studio here.
Thank you.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line, and we got a lot of people lined up here. Let's go to Mark in Pewaukee. Good morning, Mark. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning, Rose. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I've got 2 questions for you. We just got back from Punta Cana, and it was a nonstop out of Milwaukee, which was really nice. I was just wondering, how much longer do you know if that nonstop service is going to last?
It will end at the end of March or the beginning of April. They always take it as far as they can into the high season, And this year, with April 9th being Easter, it'll probably be the 2nd of April or somewhere around that that it'll end.
Okay. My next question is, are there any other nonstops out of Milwaukee to either Mexico or the Caribbean?
No, there are not. So the people that make these kinds of decisions, Mark, are very smart. And they know that Wisconsin people want to get out of the weather. And so they put them on typically from Christmas until Easter. And they charter those aircraft. Now, were you on Swift Air, Mark?
Yes.
Okay.
And they were good.
Good.
Swift
okay.
was good.
That's good. And so what'll happen now is our good friends at Apple Vacations, one of our platinum partners, will look around during the off season and figure out with whom they can work and come up with some contracts, decide what destinations were worth their while and ours and the customer's while. And typically that has been Cancun, Riviera Maya, Punta Cana, Jamaica, sometimes Puerto Vallarta. There has been an outcry for Xtapa. They used to have nonstops out of Milwaukee. Then they stopped those and they started them out of Chicago. And they didn't even have any nonstop service this year to Xtapa, which would lead somebody to believe that maybe that wasn't as popular of a destination. But every year we wait with bated breath along with the rest of the traveling world to find out what destinations they're going to serve, what days they're going to serve them, and what carrier they've contracted with.
And he's gone. Thank you for that.
I bored him to death. He left.
All right. Let's go over to Connie in Manitowoc. Good morning, Connie. What's your question?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. We are going to Mexico at the end of March, and we're staying at an all-inclusive. We do like to tip. I'm not sure if we should be tipping at the restaurants, our hotel, bars, and then how much. And if it should be in Mexican currency or in American currency?
Well, if my sister is still listening in Ixtapa, she's about to get on a flight to fly back home to Canada today. So if she's listening, she usually doesn't like my answer to this question with regard to pesos versus U.S. dollars. But I'm going to say it anyway. U.S. dollars are very acceptable by staff for tipping. They are very, very happy to take your U.S. dollars. What I do when I go to an all-inclusive resort, or actually even if I don't go to an all-inclusive resort and I'm going to Mexico or the Caribbean, I go and get a stack of singles, a big old stack of singles. Now, sometimes I get a couple fives because I might want to be a little more generous, but I have a stack. I'm talking probably $100 worth of singles if I'm going for a week, maybe more. And I have a practice at the bar and the pool of finding somebody that I really like. And then unlike in the U.S. when you tip after you receive good service, you tip in advance so you will continue to get good service. So I might spot some guy or lady a 10 right off the bat so they'll keep coming back. So that's my MO when it comes to bars and pools. When I am in restaurants, if I'm at a fancy a la carte restaurant where I got some pretty decent service, I will leave $5 at my table because it probably wasn't a buffet type situation. In the mornings, I usually almost always eat at the buffet. That's pretty common at most all-inclusives. And if they were very attentive and continued to fill my water and got me juice or even did anything, I leave a dollar or two underneath my plate or my placemat. And that's my tipping MO for all-inclusives.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Should I bring any Mexican currency along?
Well, it's hard to get Mexican currency here. You'd have to almost, what day is it, the 9th? You'd have to probably go to your bank or credit union and ask them now, because it usually takes 4 to 8 days to get that currency. Quite honestly, everybody will take it, including my sister just texted me. She obviously isn't on her flight yet. When the Canadians go to Mexico for a couple months, they will convert money. But you can also do that at ATMs. The problem is if you convert too much money, you're stuck with a mitt full of pesos
right. When
you come back to the United States. So quite honestly, for your needs at an all-inclusive and anything you would be doing off-site, excursions where you'd want to tip somebody, straw market or the store, the shopping, really anybody is going to take your U.S. currency. Okay. And quite honestly, if you're going to buy anything of value, you're much better off putting it on a credit card, because then you've got some protection in the event that it breaks in shipping or something of that nature.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have the best time ever.
Thanks, Connie. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Janet here from Fond du Lac. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. No question. Just a comment. I just got back from Riviera Maya with 27 people in our group. Fantastic vacation. Swiss Air was wonderful. They actually loaded us from the back of the plane to the front of the plane.
What a concept.
I know. It worked so good. We checked in, 37 people in less than 40 minutes. They were right there when we got there to check in. Everyone was checked in and up to the gate. And it's like, wow, we got extra time here. I mean, they were so good. And I had a couple people that needed wheelchairs. They double checked with those people twice before they got on the plane and off the plane. I couldn't ask for better service from Swift Air.
Oh, fabulous.
Our Amstar reps, perfect too. We had private transportation to our resort. We stayed at the Rio Palace in Riviera Maya. No need to make reservations for dinner. Entertainment was good. The staff was wonderful. Again, we had private transportation from Amstar taking us back to the airport. And I have to do a big hands off to Terry and Fond du Lac for helping me put this group together. And we did do one taco tour that everyone absolutely loved. It was a brand new tour that they added this year. They took us into Playa del Carmen, and we did three authentic Mexican restaurants that serve different types of tacos.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
That sounds different, too, like you said. New one. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
We learned how to make margaritas.
Oh, and tacos. Woo!
And tacos, yes. So thanks off to Fox and to Terry for providing a wonderful trip for our travelers.
Oh, thank you for taking the time to call, Janet. I very much appreciate it.
Awesome. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Share good news about your travels. Ask questions about your travels. That's what we're here for. Rose Gray in this week. Take advantage of it and give us a call. The Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts. So make sure you check it out after the show. Also at foxworldtravel.com. You guys post that up by what, Monday?
We do, yeah. So what you want to do for that is you want to go to foxworldtravel.com, and then you want to go to resources, and then it's Travel Show with Rose Gray, and then there's a link to our podcast there too. But now WTMJ has stepped into the future and...
It's everywhere. Yeah,
we are everywhere. Yeah.
Question here says, will Rose be hanging around for the St. Patrick's Day parade that starts right outside the studio doors at noon?
You know what? I should, because typically I park on the street because, of course, I'm cheap and you get $2 free. You get 2-hour free parking on the street. But the whole street is no parking.
Oh.
So I thought, I wonder what will happen when I go to leave.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, you'll be leaving too, so.
I know. All right. Another one here at 855-616-1620 says, applied for global entry and got conditional approval, but no appointments in Milwaukee. We hear this over and over.
Yeah.
Not traveling until December. Do I just keep checking, and is this normal?
You just keep checking. And honestly, I just had somebody that told me they had reason to be in Chicago for something, a conference or something. On the way home, they, honest to Pete, stopped at Chicago O'Hare Airport and got it taken care of.
Oh,
yeah. So you just got to be clever and crafty. It stinks. Right now, talking about government agencies and things like that, the passports are taking way long now.
Again. Oh, man.
Yep, because all these people are opening up these passports, realizing they've expired, never looked at them during COVID.
Right.
And they're hoping, they're having big job fairs all over, and they're hoping to hire people. But I'm telling you right now, do not wait. If you have 6 months or less on your passport and you're not going anywhere for a little bit, you definitely should be getting that thing taken care of right now.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. What is your favorite all-inclusive resort in Puerto Vallarta that's not a Riu, because we've been there several times?
Well, there's a couple resorts in Punta Mita. And during the break, I'm going to Google them. When Jessica's reading the news, I'm going to be Googling them because I cannot remember the one that I really, really love. Oh. So it's not in downtown Puerto Vallarta. It's outside of Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
But there's a couple new ones there.
So we will get that when we come back from the break. One says, you didn't mention best tipping advice for housekeeping at an all-inclusive.
Yeah, so this is what I do there. I don't wait till the end of my stay because you never know if you're going to get the same housekeeper for a week. You probably won't.
Right.
I know that they work 6 days a week or 5 days a week, but so, and if I ask for something, if I'm a little troublesome guest, like I need more washcloths or I need more towels, I will put a couple bucks on a note and leave it for them. I also typically leave small gifts that maybe I collected throughout the year. It might be little coin purses, or it might be little makeup bags, or it might be any little tchotchke stuff that I get. And I leave those and say, these are for you.
Interesting. But
yeah. And sometimes if I'm traveling with my family, I'll have the kids go and buy school supplies ahead of time. And if we don't have an opportunity to get to a school while we're on the trip, we leave them for our housekeepers as well. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'd never thought of that. That's a good idea. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It is a Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray here for another half hour, so get your calls and texts in right now.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. I know you're a Brewers fan, 23 days away from the Brewers home opener. Are
I know.
You ready?
I'm not only ready, I am so over the Rodgers drama all I'm thinking about is baseball right now.
You and me both.
Yeah. I think the whole state of Wisconsin, with the exception of three people.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Got more texts in. When I paid for my upcoming cruise, will I get the same service as those tipping as they are served?
Yes. So what this texter, I think, is referring to is cruise lines now put gratuities on your stateroom account. And it ranges on some of the low-end cruises from $11.5, $12.5 a day to some of the higher-end cruises where it's $14.5, $16.5 a day. And what the cruise lines have done is researched and figured out how to amortize that over everybody who's waiting on you and make sure they all get something appropriate. Back in the old days, they used to give you little envelopes in your cabin. And it was your responsibility to make sure you still had cash left at the end of this thing that you could give to them. And this was kind of before ATMs and everything, so it was kind of tricky. And sometimes people didn't have enough money left at the end, and so this is a good way to fix that. Now, first of all, I should let people know, you can go to the front desk and you can ask them to remove that and tell them you want a tip as you see fit. But then, did you get everybody? Did you get the kitchen staff? Did you get the busboy? Did you get your dining room server? And this all kind of came out of freestyle dining. Norwegian Cruise Lines was the first one that came up with this freestyle dining. You don't have to have early seating or late seating for dinner. You can just go whenever you want.
Okay.
Well, that means you're not having the same table and the same server every night. And so it's a little tricky that way as well. So in my opinion, you are getting very, very good service regardless of whether you're tipping as you go. And honestly, I haven't seen anybody tip as you go on a cruise line in I don't know how long. Now, I will tell you this. There are people who get outstanding service from an individual throughout the cruise. They've done what I told you I do at the all-inclusive, made a friend with a bartender.
Right.
They know what you drink. You have a drink at that bar every night before you go to dinner. So you want to make sure you have Stoli or you have Kettle One or you have you no longer have to have a conversation with that bartender.
Sure.
That bartender says the regular Mr. Smith and away you go. People like that kind of treatment. Don't we all?
Yes.
So that's the kind of tipping that takes place in those circumstances. But I told Dayton off the air too, there are people that think because they buy the drink packages in advance, which include the gratuity, they feel like they're not getting good service, or maybe they're not getting as good of service as somebody that's buying outright cocktails. Untrue. There's 15% gratuity included in the drink package, and there's 15% gratuity included in a drink you purchase. So
it's just automatically on there.
It is automatically on there. And again, we are rich. They are not. So we come from a very lovely life that affords us the ability to go on these kinds of trips. Right. You are funding some man's family's possibilities to improve their lives. So some woman, I shouldn't say man, because there's lots of women servers now on these cruise lines as well. Enough. I'll get off my soapbox.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talking text line. Somebody here says, getting my WTMJ fix from Vegas.
Yay.
Thanks for listening on the app or online. We appreciate that. Cindy says, how was the Antarctica trip?
The Antarctica trip was so amazing that it feels like it was about 3 years ago because I just got off of such an amazing trip to New Zealand and Australia. I think go back to the podcast from, I'll look it up over the break and figure out which one it was, that you can actually hear Dayton and I talk at length about the Antarctica trip. Yeah. Because I did some work for our PR firm at Fox that asked me to give them some input so that they could feed the story of my Antarctica trip to some of our possible outlets. And what I say to everybody is, this is not a vacation. This is a work trip when you go to Antarctica. You have a lovely time if you're prepared for getting dressed and undressed, and I mean boots and waterproof pants and thermal and parka and life jacket and headgear every time you get off that ship, because you're getting into a Zodiac, whether you're doing a landing or a Zodiac cruise, you must gear up every single time. And you are pretty much doing all of the, like, Shetland Islands and then Antarctica for five of your days typically. So that could be 10 times you're gearing up.
Right.
To get on and off the ship.
So it does take some effort, worth it
takes
if you can do
work.
It, right? Okay. Hi, Rose. Love the show. Question. On a long flight, for example, your flight from San Francisco to Auckland, do you have a typical routine on the flight so you stay relatively refreshed upon arrival?
I'm the worst person to ask that because I do not sleep on planes.
Really?
I do not.
The travel you do?
Nope. I think part of it is because I have a group with me and I feel somewhat responsible, but I also feel like I don't get good sleep. I'm sitting in economy class. So the best thing to do is buy the most expensive possible plane seat there is, which is going to be a first class seat that completely reclines,
right,
and get some actual quality sleep. If that's not possible, the airlines got it down, right? So you get on the plane, whether it's day or night, and they literally feed you. That's a good thing to get you tired. And then they take down the lights. They don't leave the lights on. They take down the lights and they want you to basically, they give you a pillow, such as it is, and a blanket, and you can do what you want. I have people that have told me they take melatonin. I have people that tell me two glasses of white wine. I have had people that tell me they can sleep anywhere and all of that. The key to my success is when you land, you just keep going. No matter how tired you are, you keep going. You get your body acclimated to the time zone that you are landing in as quickly as you possibly can.
Don't go and plop down on the bed at the hotel and sleep for...
That'll only make me tired and possibly you as well. So I am the worst person. I have some of my travelers that were with me on this Australia and New Zealand trip that said, what do you mean you didn't sleep? I said, I always judge my flights by how many movies I'm going to watch. So, you know, a 13-hour flight, I would call that a three or four movie flight.
There you go.
Right? Because you can say a movie is, say, if a movie's 2 hours, you could watch four. You could probably watch five or six. And now what those airlines have done, those crafty buggers, is on the TV section of the entertainment screen, they've got all the streaming services like HBO and Paramount Plus. So all the ones you always wanted to watch, The Morning Show, Ted Lasso, the new one, The White Lotus, which is for the travelers out there, Paramount Plus. It's about guests at a resort.
Okay.
The White Lotus. I got addicted to it on this past trip. And so they give you three episodes or four. And then they know when you get home,
you're going to get their
streaming service and get the rest. So there's so much that you can watch. And some of them actually even have live TV. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. And then there are good people who are good readers. They read and read and read books and books while we're on the trip. And some are good catnappers.
Yeah. Just depends on your personality and what you can do.
Yep.
All right. Great questions. Great text. We have a call lined up from Nancy in St. Nazy, and we're going to get to when we come back. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The name of this song is Kangaroo Jump.
All right.
There we go. Perfect for what we're going to talk about. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget daylight saving time going on. We're springing forward at 2 o'clock in the morning this coming evening, if that makes sense how I said that. Anyway, we're going to lose an hour of sleep. Let's go over to Nancy in St. Nazy, and she was on the trip with you, Rose.
Nancy, good day.
Hey, Rose.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm excellent.
I'm excellent.
What's going on in St. Nazy?
Snow.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
Aren't you glad you're back?
Yeah, very much so. You bet.
So Nancy
for
was
that reason, right?
Yeah. So Nancy, the first thing I have to do before time slips away, can you tell our listeners about your bridge climb experience?
It was the best. So the Sydney Bridge climb took us about 4 hours total from the time we got to the location, got dressed and everything. But we actually walked our climb to the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. So if you think about Oprah a few years ago, her and Gail did it. That's what we did. It was phenomenal. The weather was fantastic. A good group of climbers. We were pretty fit, all of us. So we were actually at the top for about 7 or 8 minutes before we had to come down. It was great.
Now tell us about harnessing up for this thing. That was the one thing that kind of scared me and put me off a little bit.
It wasn't that bad, though, you know, because they're very safety conscious and they help you for every step of the way. You know, there's actually a little gizmo thing. You actually step into the harness versus putting the harness on. And I think that made it a lot easier. And then from the moment you step out of the building, actually, you're harnessed up and you're secure. So I felt it was very safe.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then basically a couple other members of our group did it. And we won't name names, but we will say that in somebody's case, they had to have their blood pressure taken or something, right?
Right. And that was only because he was over 75.
There you go.
Or 75 or over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was an age thing. No one in my group was, that was necessary for them. No.
No. Perfect.
But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
And how would you describe the difference between New Zealand and Australia?
Oh, that's tough. I think New Zealand is much more laid back, maybe. But that might have been compared to where we went, right?
Yeah.
So New Zealand,
yeah,
you know, was the Milford Sound. It was the Maori Cultural Center. And in Australia, we went to the Great Barrier Reef. We did the Sydney Bridge Climb. And Sydney was a very busy trip. And then, of course, the Great Barrier Reef. I could have stayed there forever. But the Great Barrier Reef was just fantastic.
And Nancy did also something crazy there and took a helicopter ride.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did the snorkeling. Just, you know, and that's the great thing about this trip, too. You could be as laid back as you wanted to be, or you could be as active as you wanted to be. And I'm much more the adrenaline person, and I like the activity. So for me, you know, it was great to be able to do the active stuff.
Wow.
But my friends were very much into the food, very much into the boat rides and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I appreciate you taking the time to call in, and I hate to keep bothering you, but do you think we had a fair mix of leisure time and busyness?
Absolutely. I think, again, it was what you wanted to do. Because of the extra excursions, you could do what you wanted. Some people didn't want to do anything and just spent the day back and shopped. You know, where others wanted to do the zip lining or the boat tours or whatever. So, and I will say too, what a great mix of people, right? You were there, of course, for representing Fox, and then we had Ronan, who was a fun guide representing Globus. But when you talk about 35 people, you know, getting together for the first time on most of our parts, it was just a great group of people. And, you know, we're already forming Facebook pages and we're forming an email chain. So that tells you we had fun and that we liked each other.
Yeah, it was a great group. Nancy, I can't tell you how appreciative I am of you taking a couple minutes out of your Saturday to call in. It was great traveling with you, and I absolutely look forward to our next adventure.
Absolutely. Just tell me where it is.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Thanks. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1621. Final segment coming up with Rose Gray. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. One final segment. You can get a hold of us at 855-616-1620. Do have a text here that says, what is the best all-inclusive cruise line?
Okay, that's a tough one. That's like saying which of your children is your favorite. Silver Seas is amazing. I had the opportunity to sail for my first time ever with Jeff Wagner's group to Alaska last year, and that was Regent. And that was very, very nice and all-inclusive. And again, I guess all-inclusive meaning all your beverages, all of your excursions, all of your meals, all of that kind of thing. Or are you, you know, and then also in the world of river cruising, I would say that's probably Uniworld. That's the closest thing we have to an completely inclusive river cruise option. I would say Tauk is in there as well, but we're at Fox pretty much in love with Uniworld, so I'll stick with that answer.
Okay.
Final answer.
Final answer. All right, so we have a couple minutes left. Let's tell everybody what you guys do and why they should be in touch with you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's foxworldtravel.com. That's the best resource I can give you. The pandemic is behind us. I'm not about to say the pandemic is over, Dayton. I'm never saying anything like that. But the pandemic is behind us.
Yes.
And so for those of you who came to love in-person shows and things of that nature, need to be staying tuned in for announcements as we move forward and start doing the expos and the consumer shows and the things that everyone says we miss, they miss
right.
so much.
Right.
And how do you find out about those? Couple ways. You listen to WTMJ every Saturday morning, because if I'm not here, Colleen is, and she or I are going to make those kinds of announcements. You go to our website. That's where they're announced as well. And then listen to TMJ 7 days a week, because if not, my commercials will be on and you'll be able to hear. But we also announce by email. So if you've ever traveled with us before, you definitely are getting our emails. Somebody said to me, yep, I'm traveling with Fox for the very first time, and I got my very first email a week after I signed up. And I said, here's the thing about Fox. You will get one every week or less, never more.
Okay.
And you can always unsubscribe, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But you're not spamming every day.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So that's where you get the newsletters, but that's where you also get the notifications of shows that we're going to be doing and specials we're going to be running and those kinds of things. And so I would stay on top of that like mad. I would also make sure I made really good friends with an advisor. And it doesn't even have to be in an office near you. You might have worked with somebody. You're in Cudahy and you worked with somebody in our De Pere office. And that's your go-to person. And that person is going to know what you like. We've put your likes in your profile. And if something's coming up that that particular advisor knows you're interested in, they personally will send you something and say, hey, you said you wanted to go to South Africa. Here's an opportunity. We're doing a group. That's where we make the announcements of all the groups that Colleen and myself and all the other tour managers at Fox World Travel are going to be doing. That's where we tell people when there is a problem with getting passports in a timely manner and all kinds of things like that. So as advice to people who are looking for good travel information, Fox World Travel can be your one-stop shop.
866-GO-FOX-GO. foxworldtravel.com. Or when are the hours?
Right now, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Stay tuned for announcements about that Saturday, 9 to noon, because we're wrapping up our busy season,
right.
And that's why that happens. So.
All right. Good to see you for a week.
Yep. I'll see you when I get back from Mexico.
Sounds good. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.